Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to everyone, wherever you are in the world, whenever you are listening or watching this live streaming. I am Apo Adman of Luntiang Agama Natural Divine Arts Shrine of Healing, broadcasting for the Order of Peace Weaver here in San Jose del Monte City, province of Bulacan, Philippines. Yesterday, I have talked about domestic violence, and today we are going to continue that discussion because I have something to say, or I have some topic that forgot to discuss. But today our main topic is about the need for extra protection. So it is needed to be protected, since who knows who will experience to become a victim of this kind of violence. And this violence is not just happen inside our home, but it could happen everywhere. And that's why our ancestors are very wise enough that they have devised some tools that we could have in our body so that we could protect it, and that is through the charms, amulet, and talismans. Although I'm not going to discuss that that kind of protection, because technically I myself are not a believer of that protection, because it's just like let us see, no, it's just like likes attract likes. If you go make or wear any protection, it means you are attracting destruction or danger to happen into your life, because you are preparing for it to happen. Though on my mind, instead of wearing protection, we should enhance our immunity, our own energy, so that before that danger comes, it will be transmuted into positive energy. Instead of bad luck, it should turn into good luck. So the topic that I missed yesterday is about our knowledge of the people that whom we are living with, in order to be protected from any form of violence. No, although some people are preparing for that in terms of knowing some martial arts, combative arts, so that they could defend themselves. But I think it is so violent enough if we could do that, or if we practice that. And some people, as I've heard in the past, no, they are keeping guns in their home as a form of protection. If there are someone who gets into their house, they could just shoot it. And that is what is happening in America. No, as I've heard, there are so many shootings that is happening, especially if you are not American who walks on the street, if you are not white walks on the street, you could just bully them, you could just do violently to them because they are not from that place. Although I am grateful enough, when I come to America, the people there is very accommodative, and I feel secured and love and kindness to the people, even though I am a stranger. But they could give their smile and being polite and kind to me. So what does it mean? What does I learn when I was in America? People can be kind to other people. That will make them feel they are welcome. Although probably it's a form of securing their land, securing their properties, securing their job, to be violent or to be not good enough, not to be rude, no, to be rude to other people, just to drive them away of the place. Although what I learned is there are still many other people who does not own any property, that are homeless. It is probably because America is very welcoming country, that they allow people to come, that is the home of liberty, no? So many people around the world comes to America and decided to live there. Though that's the question that we might have in mind. People are not secured of themselves, of where they should live, of where they should stay, and how to live their life. And that's the reason why we need to pray for each one of them, because probably in their country they will not find any security at work. They don't know how to feed their children. That's why they try to go to other places to find if they could earn money, the money that could buy food for them, that could give shelter to their families and to make lives comfortable. I know this because many Filipinos like me go around the world abroad to find employment, because employment here is not good. I myself is not employed here, but thanks to the divinity, because they are supplying all my needs, and through the services that I am doing through social media such as Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, no, they get to know that I am providing my services to them, such as the training and initiations that we are doing here in the Shrine of Luntiang Agama. We are teaching Philippine traditional medicine as well as divination art, which is Tawas and Sibulan at Lautala. So I don't want to promote anything that I do, but if you wanted, you just message me or go to our website, landasnanglahi.com. So to continue, why do we need protection? No? Why do we need protection? If we could just increase our energy level, our immunity level, so that illness will not come. So we believe that this kind of danger that is happening is a form of illness. The violence that we are experiencing at home, in the street, in our community, is a form of illness. It is just like cancer, malaria, or even COVID, no? COVID. It is a social illness that affects our mind and our emotion. Not that much with the body, though we see in the news that there are many people who died in COVID. That's why we are praying for them. And tonight, this morning for me, we are remembering the people who responded to our prayers, to our nightly prayers, and asking for prayer. And as I see, I write them down on my notebook. We pray for Bok Bok Choi, Reverend Ing Snodgrass, Maggie De La Yata, Jarosab Nable, and Ebony Nash. I hope that these people may receive healing and protection and whatever they wanted to have in their life, whether in terms of their physical body, emotional body, mental body, social body, and even spiritual body. So today, join me to pray for peace. And as we pray, there is one power in the universe, and we are the perfect manifestation of that power. And for as such, we pray for peace. We pray for peace, we pray for love, and we pray for stability. We pray that all the people around the world to be blessed with peace. We pray that all the people around the world embrace peace. Peace that promotes justice. Justice that follows discipline and orderliness. Discipline and orderliness as a result of understanding, and understanding as a product of knowledge, and knowledge as a fruit from the seed of love. O great Supreme Divine Spirit, we come before you and ask you to bless us, your children, especially Lord Snodgrass, our sister Maggie De La Lata, Yata, Bok Bok Choi, Jara Sunabde, and Ebony Nash. May this people that comes to you be blessed, and every one of us who pray be blessed with courage, strength, and bravery, so that through these blessings we may overcome all forms of evil, fear, hatred, terror, violence, warfare, and worries around the world. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevails on earth. May all the people around the world be blessed with peace. May all the inhabitants of Mother Earth enjoy the blessings of love as we create and manifest this in our life by our unified will, with aiming no harm to anyone and in full gratitude to the divine. It we accept and receive this, and it is so. Mayari na, pag-asa tin. Thank you very much, everyone, for always joining me here at the Order of Peace Weaver in praying for peace. I really pray that this prayer will touch your life and change your life and supply the needs that you want so that you may have peace of mind. So until then, again, this is Apo Adnan from the Order of Peace Weaver saying goodbye for now. I love you. Bye.